Dealing with the erroneous sound clips of the heretical teachers of the word faith, hellbound doctrines. Fred Price is one of these individuals, and I've been saying it for years, so let's get right to the nitty-gritty. Let's get down to it. He uses a very familiar text of Scripture as he teaches, and this is one of the old ploys. He goes to Matthew chapter 9, verse 29. And the writer Matthew writes and says, "Then he touched their eyes, saying, Be it done to you according to your faith." Now, what it was all about was, you have to understand verse 27. Let's do a contextualization. You don't just take verse 29. Let's ask what the whole scene is about. Verse 27 of Matthew chapter 9 says, "And as Jesus passed on from there, two blind men followed him, crying out and saying, Have mercy on us, son of David. And after he had come into the house, the blind men came up unto him, and Jesus said unto them, Do you believe that I am able to do this? And they said, Yes, Lord. And he touched their eyes, saying, Be it done to you according to your faith." Now, the key is, Jesus says, "Do you believe that I can do this?" Now, another sister scripture that you're to look to besides that Matthew 9, 29 and 30 text would be Matthew chapter 8 and verse 13, where we see Jesus hitting upon the same thing. For it says in verse 13, "As thou hast believed, so be it done." Now, what the word faithers try to say is that they try to say that as you believe, you'll get a house, you'll get a Rolls Royce, you'll get a wife, you'll get a healthy report card, be it done unto you. But that's not what it means in the language. "And let the mercy that thou requested be equal to the faith that thou hast brought to receive by it." You see, in each case, when individuals came to Jesus, they were seeking mercy. Now, if you're seeking material goods, that's not mercy. So the context of what Jesus is teaching is mercy, and not necessarily the context of material goods. When Jesus says, "According to thy faith be it done unto thee," this is a general measure of God's dealing with mankind. In other words, God is going to deal with mankind on the basis of what mankind deserves from God. You don't deserve a brand new house on the hill. You don't deserve a Rolls Royce. You may just deserve a bicycle, especially if you don't get a job and go to work. See, to get an increase of faith is to get an increase of every grace which constitutes the mind that was in Jesus. The mind that was in Jesus was not a materialistic mind. Jesus did not come to give you the materials of the world. And therefore, Jesus prepares fully for the enjoyment of the kingdom of God. Getting material things has nothing to do with the kingdom of God, because the kingdom of God is not about material things, but it has to do with the enjoyment of spiritual things. God is the same in the present time as he was in the ancient days. He hasn't changed. He is immutable. He remains the same. And so therefore, the miracles of healings that may be wrought in our bodies and in our souls and in those of others are only by the instrumentality of our faith. So alas, that is where faith is to be found. Faith is to be found in the will of God. Now that is the biblical connotation of those verses. Let us listen to the connotation that Fred Price places on it, and then I'll be back to give some comment.
Matter of your faith. You got $1 faith and you ask for a $10,000 item, it ain't gonna work. It won't work. Jesus said, according to your, not according to God's will for you in his own good time, if it's according to his will, if he can work it into his busy schedule. He said, according to your faith, be it unto you. Now, I may want a Rolls Royce and don't have but bicycle faith. Guess what I'm going to get? A bicycle.
I think that you can tell by listening to that screwed exegesis that this heretic is completely out of his mind, that the connotation of the scriptures that Jesus uses had absolutely nothing to do with you having faith enough to receive a bicycle or a Rolls Royce. And so he's taken something that Jesus has used for the good, and he has made it into the material, which makes Fred Price a heretic. Continue to come to this site, and we'll play more of his foolish bites.